In the news update, for March 21st, 2023, Tuesday morning edition, hour four of the Sunday Night Live show coming up, hosted by Owen Schroeder and friends, coming from the InfoWars News Network, Band.Video, broadcasting on SiriusXM, and across all podcasting plethora platforms where you consume for your content. It's by simply typing top headlines, national and international news stories in your browser or favorite podcast player. And make sure you like us or follow us, depending on how it's set up. You'll get the first story as it comes in your queue every day, and you can listen to it as it's available or hear us live on XM. Thanks a lot for everything you listen. Thanks for helping us out. Hour number four is underway next, folks. Stay tuned.
After DeSantis and all of that infighting, I think it's fine. It doesn't really bother me too much. If it's perspective, the rest of tonight's transmission. Now, phone lines are filled. We're going to be taking your calls the rest of the way. Quickly, remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com is how everything we do here is possible, including going out in the truck this weekend, which I'm told we have the video cleaned up, so we will air that in the next segment. But the products at InfoWarsStore.com, I can't talk enough about them. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know, it's funny, one thing Alex talks about is when he is taking the ultimate krill oil available at InfoWarsStore.com, how intense his dreams are. Now, if you recall, it was a couple weeks ago, I was doing, we'll say, a marketing push for Mushroom Max at InfoWarsStore.com, and I was talking about how I'm maxing, but I don't eat mushrooms, even though I know all the powerful health effects. And so since then, it's probably been about 2 or 3 weeks now, I've been doing the Mushroom Max from InfoWarsStore.com, and every morning, it's not even before I go to sleep, but that I have had a clear and distinct difference in my dreams since starting the Mushroom Max supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, a distinct, vivid difference in my dreams. And I don't know if it's that I'm remembering them more than normal or if they just are more intense and more vivid than normal, but I have had a serious notice. So Mushroom Max available at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're like me, I don't like mushrooms. I don't like the taste. I don't like the texture, but I really do like the health benefits. Now, Mushroom Max at InfoWarsStore.com takes all of the pain away. I don't have to eat them and the sliminess and the chewiness. Ah, I'm sorry. They're just not for me. Mushroom lovers out there, you can't relate. Not for me, though. But Mushroom Max, I still get all the health benefits from the mushrooms without the nasty texture and taste that I can't stand. Thanks to Mushroom Max at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get it right now, 25% off, along with all the great InfoWars MD products from InfoWarsStore.com, like the popular 1,000 milligram CBD oil extract that people love so much, quickly becoming a top seller at InfoWarsStore.com. But I'm telling you, if you're like me, you can't stand the taste and the texture of mushrooms, but you like the health benefits, Mushroom Max at InfoWarsStore.com is the go-to for you. Now, if you don't want to buy a product, remember you can go right to InfoWarsStore.com, hit the donate page, and that will go to everything we do here, the great crew that works 7 days a week, and all of our editors and everything else that we do here that makes what we do here possible. It's nice. I sit in front of the camera behind the microphone. You get to see my face, hear my voice. But there is a great crew behind us that makes everything we do here that much better. So, InfoWarsStore.com, your support there keeps us on the air. All right, as I said, when we come back, I'll play that video, but I want to keep the momentum going in this segment with the Trump issue. So let's start with the callers now, and we begin with Josh in Connecticut. Josh, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Of that you guys have is a blessing to everybody and everybody.
Josh, hey Josh, I'm sorry. We were a little late on the trigger there. Go ahead and start your call over.
All right, sorry about that. I just want to say you're a blessing. Alex Jones is a blessing. And everybody needs to start giving their money to you guys because we're not going to have any money soon. But I just want to talk about the Trump issue. I'm actually 17-time convicted felon. I did 8 years in prison in Florida. I know what the prison system's like, and you know how the justice system works. He's gonna go to jail, and they're gonna use this, and they're gonna ride out. But you know what? That's not the end. That's not the end. You know, because then the election's gonna come, and the one thing that we can do to secure our election, and it's something that I actually haven't heard around at all, and I can't even vote. You know, I'm a convicted felon. You know, I can't even believe I have come up with this idea. But, you know, we can use mail-in ballot to our advantage. You know, we can get the mail-in ballot. We can fill it out, make 2 certified copies of it. Then we can mail it in, registered return receipt with $50,000 of insurance on it. That way, if they mess with it in the mail, then, you know, we'll just get the $50,000 from them. And then we can do a power of attorney and send those certified copy ballots to the politicians or to the people that are running in the office. And then they can have standing in court to challenge any of those ballots. And then your ballot is secure, completely secure.
Yeah, and I think that there's been, you know, you're getting into some more specifics of it, but Donald Trump and other Republicans have said, okay, it's time for us to do ballot harvesting. I know Donald Trump himself has said ballot harvesting, and other Republicans have mentioned that.
Not harvesting. This is not a third-party intervention. This is Americans taking their responsibility and certifying their vote and giving it to their politicians and giving them standing in court. That has nothing to do with a third party. I do it myself, and I sign the power of attorney and the assignment of benefits for the insurance, in case there's mail fraud, to the politician of my choice. I secure my vote. We have to secure our own vote. You understand what I'm saying? The Republicans,
Democrats. No, I hear what you're saying. I'm saying that all these different angles, I think, are finally being weighed by Republicans because they're starting to realize we're never going to win another election if we don't engage in some heavy-handed or underhanded tactics like Democrats do.
Yeah, I'm not specifically speaking to Republicans or Democrats. I'm speaking because I'm going to be honest with you. My old lady's a Democrat. I mean, you guess you'd say I'm a Republican. But we're all the same, man. We all have kids. You know, we all fight the system. You know, I got kids that can't go to school because they're not vaccinated in Connecticut.
Jeez.
You know, we all fight the system. But we have to, you know, take responsibility for our vote. That's our vote. I can't even vote. And it's like, I try to tell people every day, you know, our protest and what he's really trying to say, because I'm sure he's angry. Everybody gets angry, you know, when they about to be arrested. You know, like, I mean, they're lucky I would have said that. I probably said a lot of worse stuff. You know, but we have to take that responsibility ourselves. You know, but anyways, man, I just want to say, man, thank you for being a voice for us out there. I just want to say that, man. I mean, it's really an honor to be on your show, and everybody should be giving you their money. They really should, man. You know, and I just want to hear some other callers and just what you have to say, you know, about what I said, if you don't mind. That would be awesome.
Well, like I said, I think, you know, you're getting into your own kind of specific idea. I've never heard something like that discussed before, but the general ideas of, hey, we need to engage in the same tactics Democrats do to get all these votes is finally being realized and recognized by Republicans. So, I mean, look, we can sit here and talk about what we all know is going on. How the hell does Joe Biden win anything? He can't have a rally. How the hell does Dianne Feinstein and Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi win anything? Nobody likes them. They've been in government for decades. And nobody ever wanted to talk about the issue of our elections. Everybody just assumed everything was fair and square and above board. And now they're finally realizing after decades that, no, you know what? There's some underhanded stuff going on here. There's some heavy-handed stuff going on here. There's some putting the thumb on the scale going on here. And so we've had a little bit of a pushback to try to stop it. Unfortunately, not everybody wants to clean up our elections. Now we know why. So they say, okay, if you're not going to let us clean up our elections, then we're going to engage in the same crap that you do. And we'll see how that works out in the next round of elections. But look at what happened in Florida, where they did clean up some of the voter rolls. Republicans had massive victories. So this could be a major story in 2024 as far as if you can see actual applicable changes that are made towards the election or towards Republicans' approach towards getting people to vote, how does that impact the outcome? And if Republicans start sweeping and take the House and the Senate, it'll be like, whoa, okay, that's interesting. I guess we do this from now on. And then you'll have Democrats crying and saying, we can't do voter harvesting anymore. We can't do that. No, no, that's bad. No more vote harvesting. No more mail-in ballots. This bad stuff. And it'll be just a beautiful thing. Just like they cried, defund the police, defund the police. And now you see Democrat ads saying the Republicans want to defund the police. And they go on television and tell you the Republicans want to defund the police. It'll be the same thing. If Republicans actually engage in the same crap Democrats do in the 2024 election and win, Democrats will go on the news the next day and say, Republicans are ballot harvesting. We have to change this. The mail-in ballot system is corrupt. Republicans cheated with it. That's how that's going to go. But your calls on Trump coming up next.
When everything is a lie.
All right. We had some fun yesterday. South by Southwest was in town here in Austin, Texas. And though it was a cold and windy day, myself and the great InfoWars crew braved the weather, and I turned into one of my alternate personalities, the great Ukrainian General Joe Bidensky. And when I went out to the liberals in Austin that love the war in Ukraine so much, they got their flags up on the businesses all around here. You can't go anywhere without seeing it. But then when the idea of going to fight the war came up, they didn't have such a pleasant response. Now, again, this is a highlight reel HD upload that we've posted to band.video. If you want to watch the full 2+ hour live stream, you can go to my Getter account at All I Do Is Owen, and you can watch the whole thing there as well. But here are some of the highlights uploaded to band.video. And, well, here you can see some of the crazies that General Joe Bidensky ran into yesterday.
The great Ukrainian General Joe Bidensky. The American people must commit all of their blood and treasure to the war in Ukraine. And all you have to do is die. You did it in Afghanistan. You did it in Iraq. Now you do it in Ukraine. Oh, future, you have Ukrainian flag and bio, yes? Beautiful. You ship out next Saturday. There is a crisis at the Ukrainian border right now. We're being invaded. Screw your border. Protect the Ukrainian border. I am the great Ukrainian General Joe Bidensky.
True and international effort to pressure.
And I'm here to thank the American people for all of your money and all of your weapons. But it is all gone now. And we are all dead. And so now we need you to send your sons and daughters to war in Ukraine. So step on up to the plate and volunteer for the Ukrainian army. Volunteer while it's still optional. Soon it'll be a draft. But thanks to the new AI algorithm, we know who loves Ukraine the most. And so the more times you use the Ukraine flag emoji, the quicker we send you to Ukraine to fight and die. We know, you sir, I see right here, yes. Here, I have your Twitter. You have Ukrainian flag and bio, yes? Beautiful, you ship out next Saturday. Okay, you say goodbye to your loved ones now.
Slava Ukraine.
Ah, it appears in America they have leprechauns that run around in bicycles. Have you seen this? Amazing stuff. I'm really enjoying my time here in the States. Yes. Yes, ladies, when you're done with your party, your leader, Joe Biden, is going to send you to Ukraine. So drink it up and have a good time. Because next week you're going to war.
How are you, baby? How old are you?
This is such a beautiful sight. My wonderful Ukrainian friend at the Austin, Texas Capitol. Fight with Ukraine. Die with Ukraine. Lead with Ukraine.
Stand with Ukraine. War. Stop Russia. Stop war. Stop Russia. Stop war. Stop Russia. Stop war. Stop Russia. Stop war.
This is all gone now.
Russia is here.
We can send all of you to Ukraine tomorrow to fight the war. You're more than welcome to join us.
See, a great Ukrainian warlord like myself sees a little kid in a stroller and thinks, future warrior. We take them younger and younger these days. We're desperately dying at the hands of Russians right now. So, I mean, whenever they can walk, as soon as the child can walk, send them to Kiev, okay?
Slava Ukraine.
Yes, race right to the airport, sir. And the plane will take you to Kiev. We'll give you a gun and everything. We might not have bullets, but you throw the gun at the Russian. And you might he move out the way for a second and kill you. Okay? This is how the war in Ukraine works.
Yeah, I got a good shot.
Oh yes, you tweeted out the Ukrainian flag last week, yes. Your American cities falling apart while you send me all of your money. Yes, your bridges are collapsing and your trains can't stay on the tracks. See, nobody spends money at the Moody's because I have all your money. I, Ukrainian General Joe Badinsky, has all of your money. And if you do shop at Moody's today, I get that money too.
Oh, son of a bitch.
We know how much you people hate your own flag, but love the Ukrainian flag. And now is your chance to prove how much you love Ukraine. All you got to do is go down to your local Democrat office.
We have never died!
We'll send you right to the war in Ukraine, sir. Tell them General Vydinsky sent you.
So, I gotta tell you that, you know, every time I go out in the truck, it's a different experience because there's kind of a different, let's say, approach each time. But one factor that has remained consistent is that we have more support or more recognition every time we go out. I mean, say we pass 1,000 cars driving for a couple hours in the truck. It's like 2 years ago, maybe like 10 or 15 cars would pull up next to us and honk and give us the thumbs up and say they love us. And then maybe last year you'd get like 30, 40 cars. I mean, it was 50 car. It was like every time. It's like every stoplight, every bridge, every time we go left, every time we go right, we're on campus, we're on 6th Street, we're on Congress. Like, it's just everybody knew who we were. And so it kind of actually made it harder to pull the joke because everybody knew who we were and loved us and got the joke. But obviously we still had the suckers that fell for it. And so then they just end up cursing you out and flicking you off. Though, we actually were wondering, because the last time we went out, we had three people moon us and one woman drop trow and just urinate right there next to us, too. We didn't have any of that. Maybe that's because it was a little colder this time around. And so people decided not to show us their bare ass. But always a fun time. Now, again, if you want to see the entire video, you can go find it on my Getter account. The live stream is there. But, you know, I was kind of discussing this. I think what we're going to do in the future is also have the full-length HD as well. So we'll do the highlight video, we'll have the live stream, and just a full-length HD thing as well, because it's hard to get a real feel from just a 5-minute or a 10-minute clip of what the whole experience was like. And some people kind of want to know, it's like, well, what's this like riding around in the truck? So I think in the future we'll do full HD videos and the highlights and the live stream. But none of it is possible without your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you want to see this continued into the future, if you like us going out in the truck and shooting this great video, if you have a good time with us, if you want to see it continue and more of it, remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the recipe for success. That's what funds everything we do here. All right, now, getting back to the issue of the night. Is Donald Trump's arrest imminent on Tuesday? What do you think about him calling for a protest? And how does this impact the 2024 election? We take your calls now. Let's go to Steve in Indiana. Steve, you are on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How we doing, man?
So good. Thanks for calling. You too.
We love what you're doing, and I definitely love your lives that you do at night. And please don't stop reading the comments. I know there's a bunch of idiots on there sometimes, but 99% of us, we love you.
Yeah, I explained this before. The thing is, I'm trained, classically, I'm actually trained in radio. I came in with experience on TV, but really my approach is on radio. So when I'm reading comments on a live stream, it's like so foreign to me and so distracting. It's just like, you know, but people love it. And that's what the live streamers on the internet do. So I think I'm getting better at it, Steve.
No, I hear you. I remember when you said that. No, I know. I perfectly understand. In regards to what your opening dialogue and when you gave your thoughts, we couldn't be on the same. We couldn't be even more on the same channel that we are. I perfectly agree with you. I think if there's two schools of thought that I'm seeing out there right now. One is if we protest, there's going to be another January 6th. But if we don't protest, we're allowing them to take away our 1A, and it it's going to snowball into. So sooner or later, we're not going to have anything.
I would just go ahead and counter that quickly. And say that I don't believe that's the case at all. That's like saying that if someone comes into your house unarmed to rob you and you decide not to shoot them, that, oh, you're hurting your Second Amendment. Well, no, maybe I didn't need a Second Amendment. Maybe I didn't need a gun. Maybe I could disarm them without a gun. Maybe. So I don't necessarily view that as the case. I don't think this is a case of atrophy if we don't use the First Amendment. I think this is a case of being smarter and not being trapped by our opponents like happened on January 6th.
No, absolutely. And I think if we were in a different age, like maybe say 5 years ago or 10 years ago, being jailed for something like that probably wouldn't be such a big thing. But with the corrupt DA and corrupt judges and everything, when we do get arrested, we'll end up like January 6th being put in prison cell.
Exactly. You may never get out.
There's no support. Exactly. There's no support.
Bingo. And then where's the support? Exactly.
Exactly. So, I mean, Trump definitely dropped the ball on this. He did wrong by saying protest. He played right into their hands. And now if anything happens, it's just going to look bad on all of us, regardless if it's peaceful or not. I mean, we're going to have even more of the terrorist tag put on us, which they've called us everything for the last 6 years. I mean, their name calling means nothing anymore, but it's just the whole purpose of it. But now, it's just bad times. I'm staying home. I'm not going to protest. I think if he would have stood up for the J6ers a lot sooner, it took him a year to even say anything. If he would have done, I mean, you know, what's to do? I know he dug the grave, let him deal with it. Maybe he'll have appreciation for J6 after he's in jail from. I don't know. That's my opinion.
Well, and look, I try to have some consistency in the things that I believe in and the things I promote. And so, you know, when I got arrested for protesting the Trump impeachment hearing, when I got arrested for supporting Trump in the Capitol, when I got arrested for being in D.C. on January 6th, three times I've been arrested, politically persecuted for my support of Trump. And while sure, I would have loved Donald Trump to help me out, I never looked at it like that. I never said, wow, if Donald Trump doesn't help me out here, you know, he's the bad guy. He lets me down. No, I know what I chose to do, and I chose it to do it for the right reasons. But now, that's what I'm saying is, it reaches this point where how many times are people going to be arrested for supporting Donald Trump and just get no support at all?
Right. No, absolutely. And the irony of it all is him relying now, having to rely on DeSantis, who he's trashed this whole time, to come through and stop this whole thing because of what the state DA is doing on a federal level. And it's not even.
But let's go back to what you said, though. You said, oh, maybe Trump has to spend some time in jail to appreciate what the January 6th protesters are going through. You know, I don't know if that would do it or not. But again, I'm somebody who's been politically persecuted and arrested because of my support for Donald Trump. I mean, folks, look, I mean, seriously, how many people, I mean, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, I mean, who's gone through more for their support of Donald Trump? I mean, it's a short list of people who've been arrested, jailed, censored, attacked. I mean, literally, I'm right up there with it. I don't expect Daddy Trump to come take care of me every time, but I think it gives me more skin in the game to say, hey, look, you might want to be careful protesting this because you're going to end up like a January 6th protester if you get caught in a trap like so many others did on January 6th. Now, Steve, here's what I think is going to happen. Either because he has a big support base in New York City and they're very active there. He's got a big support base in Florida. They're very active there. So there'll probably be some form of a Trump rally or call it a protest. It's not going to be that big. It's going to be the Trump flag wavers, the Trump hat wearers. There'll be a couple thousand of them out there. So the media may try to play that down and say, look, Trump's support is waning. He can't get anybody to show up to his protests. Well, yeah, when you arrest his supporters and beat them up and kill them, yeah, really, you don't say. So I don't think it's going to turn into a big thing that they can turn into a January 6th. But hell, you know, as soon as he put that message out, they started planning it, I'm sure.
I'm sure, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. They got the false flag all set up and ready to go.
And right there in New York City. I mean, you know, what? I mean, that's right where they could pull something. Anything else, Steve?
No, sir. That's it, man. I appreciate you taking my call, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. We love you.
Thanks, Steve. Let's go to Candace in Tennessee. Candace, you are on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hey, I completely agree with what you said and the previous callers. You know, it just seems like a bad move, you know, on Trump's part, especially when we can look back in hindsight and see patterns now to warn ourselves about, you know, further self-preservation from the deep state. Why can he not see this?
Well, that's what's so scary. And that's why my two issues here are, one, this is why I say it's worse than the vaccine thing, folks. And I get it. People saying it, hey, the vaccines have killed thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. I get it. I get it. Trump did not put that vaccine in your arm. Trump did not force you to put that vaccine in your arm. That's just the truth. Somebody else did that. Is Trump a part of it? Absolutely. Is he a jackass and a jerk for lying to the American people continually about the vaccines? Absolutely. But I understand a man that's fooled. I understand a man that's deceived. I understand a man that's too arrogant to admit he's been fooled. But a man that doesn't learn a lesson is more scary to me. And what's even more scary than that is a man who will throw his supporters to the wolves.
Exactly. Exactly, Owen. And look, what you did in the tank, dude, that was the best recruitment video for the Ukraine war I have seen so far, dude.
That Ukrainian General Joe Bidensky thanks you very much. Send me more money.
Exactly. And hey, I got 4 tubes of that new toothpaste from y'all, and it is excellent. I love that it has the iodine and the zinc in it. You know, I got 4 tubes of it because I thought, whoa, I want to make sure I'm stocked up on this. You know, because we're in it for the long haul. We got to be looking at what's already happened, use it for our benefit to survive into the future. I've called before, I've got New World Order plans. Their plan for us is the Mark of the Beast system, you know, to try to centralize the power over us and consolidate it through the techno overlords. So we know who the NSA, that's being funded with our tax money, you know, and then we're having to pay more taxes for Ukraine. While we got space stations with the Russians protecting us from possible extraterrestrial aliens. You know, it's just ridiculous. It is a clown show for real. It's just trauma-based mind control.
Well, and look, and let's, to bring it back to the ground again.
You're right.
I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay.
All mind control.
Donald Trump has an opportunity here to point the magnifying glass or to point the binoculars or people's eyes onto the right situations. And he needs to understand that it's not him all the time. Donald Trump should have came out and made a statement like, oh, so I'm going to get arrested for a misdemeanor while Anthony Fauci cooks up viruses that kill millions with the pandemic. Oh, I'm going to get arrested for a misdemeanor on the same week where we have the bank records showing that the Biden crime family received millions of dollars from the Chinese. It's like, what? I don't get it. Like, I really, it's a weird thing that he doesn't understand this after being in politics for at least 5 years now, dealing with the fake news, dealing with the propaganda, how he still hasn't figured out how to judo these people. I mean, really just through cosmic karma, they always end up crashing and burning in on themselves through almost no effort from Donald Trump, really, other than just existing. But still, it's like, that's what you choose to do with the focus being on you, is calling for protests to take the nation back, the exact thing the Democrats want you to do, instead of pointing the magnifying glass and pointing the arrow right back at them. It's just, it doesn't make sense to me.
Exactly. And Owen, I'm queen of the juicy, on Twitter, Kenneth K. Morris, on Facebook, and Queen of the Juice on YouTube. And look, I've got a lot of information, you know, compiled up, and I've got this, I've got their plans. You know, they had this pandemic rhetoric. They had it pre-planned with Oslo's College Humanities Department that's funded by a bunch of rich people. This started May 2019 about COVID-19. So they pre-planned, you know, non-essential people, non-essential workers, non-essential businesses 10 months in advance. That was crimes against humanity.
Well, that's planning long before 2 months in advance. The fact that they're all just when they decided to roll out their plan.
Blood money on them now from taking Pfizer money. Like, I guess this is why he's just not throwing all of them, you know, to the wolves. Like, they should already be, you know, tried for crimes against humanity. But we're just having to keep pressing them with taking, you know, evidence.
Well, I hope that the Republicans, I hope the Republicans in the House are serious when they're bearing down and honing in on Anthony Fauci and the Wuhan lab, but only time will tell. Candace, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to New York, where Michael has called in from New York City. Michael, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Woo! What's going on, everybody? Trump the Fair, you really care? Trump the Fair, I love your hair. Yeah, man, I tell you what, it looks like a head fake to me, man. But real quick, you guys want to make some money over there. Boy, I got a product for you, man. When your evil overlord can do no wrong, there's only one hair gel for you. That's Trump Gin. It will keep your hair hard all day. That will make a lot of money. You guys owe me a kickback for that one right there. But the whole thing's a head fake, man, to get everyone away from the crimes against humanity. We are past the point of election, of picking another tyrant to come save us. The American people need to incorporate. We need to incorporate and get our own lawyers, our own security force that protects those lawyers 24/7 and start prosecuting these genocidal scumbags. Hey, man, the word jab, you ever hear that word jab? You know what that stands for? That stands for the Jacobins of facts, baby. And boy, it ain't facts. And that's what we need to do. Ain't no one going to save us. Ain't no Ron DeSantis. Ain't no Trump. Ain't no Republican. Ain't no Democrat. The American people are going to save the American people. And what we're going to do is we are going to incorporate pain to our own transparent fund. We're going to get our lawyers. We're going to use lawfare against lawfare. And we are going to stop locking them up one by one, brick by brick. And at the end, we'll be on top. That's what I say we do. Woo!
Well, I'll tell you what, and that's why, this is why Trump putting the focus back on himself to me is just so sad right now, because that's it exactly. If Trump is so narcissistic that he thinks Americans are going to fight to save their country for him, and they're going to fight to save him, and that's the big fight to save America, then he's so out of touch now, it's actually sad. I get it. I can't even imagine being like the number one story for 5 straight years and having everybody talk about you for 5 straight years. I'm sure it does something to your already overinflated ego. But what Trump is misunderstanding is that the American people aren't going to fight to save America for Donald Trump. They're going to fight to save America for their lineage. They're going to fight to save America for their children. They're going to fight to save America for property that they've owned for generations, farms they've owned for generations, businesses they've owned for generations, their parents, their grandparents who have fought and died in wars, immigrants who traveled through God knows what to get here, come here the right way and become American people. That's what's going to save the country. Not people saying, oh my gosh, Donald Trump's life is being threatened. Donald Trump's being attacked. Oh, I need to save America now. This is what's going to do it. That's not how this is going to go. People will jump off the Trump train just as quickly as they jumped on it, for good or bad reasons. Doesn't matter. But what will really get people to understand the issue is what we're seeing now. Wow. They really are sexually grooming my children in schools. Wow. The border really is wide open with all the drugs pouring in that are killing so many people. Wow, they really did make a virus in a lab, release it, and then shut us down and lock us down because of it. Wow, they really did say vaccines were safe and effective, and they weren't, and they tried to give them to my children. These are the issues that the American people will understand and take to heart and say, I need to stand up, I need to protect my lineage, I need to protect my family, I need to protect myself. Not about Donald Trump. And that seems to be the big miss here. And I guess he doesn't mind it. Yeah, oh yeah, let's get people in the streets. If they get set up and there's another January 6th and they get arrested, so what? I look good. I'm running for president. They'll fight for me. Now, how about making it about America? How about making it about how corrupt it is and saying, let's be peaceful, let's pray, and when I become president, we'll arrest the real criminals to save America. But no, now his supporters being set up again.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got more at InfoWarsTour.com. We have the ashwagandha, the prebiotic is now finally back. .com.
InfoWars Sunday Night Live, now into the second hour. We're taking your calls on, do you think the arrest of Donald Trump Tuesday is imminent? What do you think about him calling for protests and to take the nation back? Boy, if only we had a president who felt that way. Oh, wait. I'm confused. And then how does this impact how you feel about the 2024 election? So we're taking your calls. The lines are filled, so if you're hitting the busy signal, don't wait till we take a caller and he drops off and a line will open up. But I go back to the callers now, and let's go to Gilbert in Arizona. Gilbert, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, just two quick points. If Donald Trump gets elected, he'll have the greatest street cred that any president ever had. But number two, I'm going to bet money. I'll even bet you money that Tuesday, because it's happening right now in the Gateway Pundit, look at it, Warren Buffett and all of his rich billionaires are getting together. I really think that the useful idiots that are the district attorneys that are willing to prosecute this, I think that the useful idiots are being used because they're going to pull some bank thing on Tuesday, because it already happened last week. So if you arrest Donald Trump, well, it'll give the banks cover for the really bad news that they plan. My gut tells me this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This is the bankers using the useful idiots to do this work. And they're just lining up.
You know, that's interesting. Let me just pause you real quick before we expand on that. And this happened over the weekend. I mean, what are the odds? I'm sure it's just a coincidence. Investigation to begin on cause of HSBC bank fire. A blaze broke out at HSBC and Marketplace in Loughborough last week. And, okay, so this bank, HSBC, has a fire. SVB UK handed out over 15 million sterling in bonuses days after HSBC rescue. Oh, it's tied into SVB? I'm sure that's just a coincidence. So now getting into this issue.
Yeah.
So people understand. This Trump case has been floating around the halls of federal prosecutors for years, and not a single federal prosecutor wanted to take this case because it's so ridiculous and so empty. And so they couldn't get any federal prosecutors. That means the deep state wasn't even interested in going after Trump with these charges. It was the Looney Tune Democrats in Manhattan that ended up doing it. Now, Gilbert, you're assertion here, which I don't think is too out there, would be that there had to be some prior knowledge that they were going to send the indictments to Trump with the same timing of this bank crash, which seems extremely far-fetched. So do you think what level of this is organic and what level of this do you think is controlled?
Well, the 1929 crash was also on a Tuesday. This happens on Mondays and Tuesdays, you know, all the time. I really think, you know, given that the big power players are not going after Trump, but the useful idiot tells me everything I need to know, that they're being used. And Warren Buffett on right now on the Gateway Pundit, look it up. The billionaires are getting together and the positioning. And listen, the last thing about DeSantis is I would be doing the exact same thing if I was governor. I would be playing poker. I would have my poker face, and I would be quiet and not saying a dang thing.
No, DeSantis is winning. If there's a staring contest going on politically, DeSantis is beating everybody. The guy hasn't blinked in years. And I mean, now I got this Florida ban on gender transitioning for minors now in effect. So good, you're under 18, and then you get deceived by liberal Looney Tunes to chop off your private parts. That's now illegal. Thank God.
That's right.
And Owen, if you're a black man listening to this, and you see Donald Trump running for president, and he's on an orange jumpsuit, he got street cred. My God, nobody. And Elon Musk on the Gateway Pundit like yesterday said the same thing. That if they arrest Donald Trump, it's over. He wins because he has the street cred. Nobody went to jail fighting the globalists but Donald Trump. I'm telling you, it's a win-win for Donald Trump.
I agree, but here's the outlier here. The media, the liberal media and the Democrats have been trying for years to separate Donald Trump from his supporters, his voters. And they failed every step of the way. And this will fail, too. The only person that can separate Donald Trump from his voters is Donald Trump. And if he puts his supporters in another situation to be arrested and disappeared like on January 6th, then that is going to hurt him. I don't care about how much street cred he gets because his base, a large percent of his base, is going to be too angry. You combine that with the people that are upset with him over the vaccines. I don't know if he can leap that hurdle, even with the increased support he'll get from the arrest. So no doubt if he plays this right, it ends up being a home run for him. To me, though, first pitch swinging, he swung and missed. To me, first pitch out of the gates on this, he swung and missed. But it's not over yet.
It's not over. And the last thing I want to say is every time I go to a dentist, they always tell me I have this and I have that for 15, 20 years. And I'm 50 years old. But every time I use the InfoWars toothpaste, whatever brand that you guys got, the doctor says, I go to Mexico, they go, no, Gilbert, there's nothing wrong with you. Your teeth are perfect. Because I use InfoWars toothpaste, that's why. Love you.
Wow, that's our second caller on the toothpaste today. I hope you're convinced to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a tube of toothpaste. I think some of it's sold out right now, though. And that's why people are saying, when they're going to buy the brand new turmeric toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com, they're saying they're loading up and getting a bunch of it because I think some of the other ones have sold out, like Super Blue and Super Silver. Those are my favorite toothpaste, both from InfoWarsStore.com, the Super Blue and the Super Silver. This is the new brand that people are loving and calling in about today. But I think those other ones might be sold out, so that's why they're loading up on the new one. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Next caller is going to be Eric in Houston. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Is Lieutenant Zenmar now, Karav? Thanks to your recruitment efforts, we have 10,000 new troops, meaning we will be able to kill 1,000 Russians before they arrive.
Yes, and while we have no ammunition for you to fire, you can throw whatever gun we give you from 1970. You just throw it at the Russian. It will deter them for a couple seconds before they shoot you.
Pretty awesome. Did you see old Putin today visiting the new smart cities in Mariupol? They're what they call them, micro districts.
Oh yeah, Trump's promoting those too.
The new freedom city. Yeah. Thing. Kind of interesting.
Same thing.
That's where it's I'm going with this too. It kind of seems like everything's controlling us to turn towards Trump. I have an article pulled up from September. Let me get the headline open. I apologize for the pause.
Well, that's fine. Pull that headline up and quickly. Let me just comment. I do not have the same disposition that others have towards these new innovations or these new, what they're calling smart cities. And let me just explain something here. I'm obviously against the control mechanisms that they plan to bring out. However, I don't think we should be so quick to reject the idea of innovation and new engineering and new energies because we know that the globalists want to use this stuff to control us. I think re-engineering or the idea of changing the way we engineer and build infrastructures in cities, we should be open-minded to and we should experiment with. I don't think we should just be openly against that stuff. I think we should be open to interpretation and application. But I completely understand why the response is so guttural. We want nothing to do with these smart cities, freedom cities, 15-minute cities, which I probably would want nothing to do with personally myself. I'm just saying, let's be careful not to stymie actual engineering and innovation that and technology that could be used to better our life experience and have better infrastructure in the future, just because we know that globalists on the other end of it want to try to control us. So that's the thing I see happening a lot, and I think it's too bad. I don't want to be stuck in a current state of technology and affairs simply because we're so afraid of it being used against us, but I understand why people are. Now, I'm assuming you have the article pulled up, so go ahead.
Yeah, I pulled it up and then the phone died, but it was Washington Times, the MAGA agenda opposed by Democrats makes sense to the general Americans. And that was from September, so it seems like everything's trying to turn the whole world for them. They had parades in Africa. They had all this global stuff going by. He would be a welcome global leader for the New World Order. And
you're talking about Trump?
Yes, sir. He changed since Soleimani. Ever since he blew up Soleimani, he hasn't been the same guy. I think he got the blood on his hands, and the New World Order said, hey, you technically weren't supposed to do that, so now you're going to give everybody poison gene therapy. And protests this week, Tuesday, seems like a two-sided sword. Either we're all going to be scared and stay home, and they're going to say, oh, look, Trump has no support, or it's going to be J6 2.0. If the people are out, the undercovers will start fighting and throwing stuff at cops, and it'll be another excuse to call us all animals.
Yep, and that'll be the moment that we intercepted the ball on January 6th and started running the other way, that Donald Trump fumbled it. Now, here's the key, though. We can't be gaslit by the media. However they want to cover this Tuesday really doesn't matter. If they would have called Trump supporters terrorists, it's the same thing they've been doing. It doesn't matter. If they would have said, look, Trump has no support, it's the same thing they've been doing. It doesn't matter. What does matter is making sure innocent people don't get set up to be arrested and disappeared again. What does matter is that we don't fumble the ball on the January 6th narrative and give it back to the Democrats and say, see, we told you Trump called for violence and then it happened again in New York, or it happened again here or there. So that's the key. The media is going to do their thing no matter what. Nobody really listens to them.
Yes,
we have to be smarter to not give them what they want.
Sir, and I also got an idea for an election day 2024. We need to all party in the parking lots of Walmart and Dollar General. Everybody's got one within a half hour. If we're all thousands and thousands of people in parking lots across the nation, they cannot steal it. It'll be like Hillary. Do you think Hillary won the popular election? No.
Election day tailgate parties?
And Walmart and Dollar General all over the place. It'll be bigger than the Pfizer rally going on Thursday, the 30th of this month. Their three-year anniversary of Operation Warp Speed's announcement that created the experiment.
Hey, are you the one that, are you the originator of that idea?
Yes, sir. I'll be out there speaking. Me and my buddy Barrett Haynes, that guy, not so much known inventor, but he will be.
Do you want, hold on a second, Eric. Do you want to touch base with Matt Baker? He asked me to get your contact.
Yes. There is also many Pfizer locations all over. If everybody else wants to look them up.
Well, that's just wonderful. Eric, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold.
Awesome. Hey, and I can come in next Sunday night if you want.
Eric, let's just go ahead and put you on hold, guys, and get me his personal email or phone number. And because Matt Baker said he wanted to contact you to get in touch about the, I mean, I can say it. So earmuffs for children out there, earmuffs, the Fuck Pfizer coming up this March 30th. I will be there as well. Eric obviously will be there. And Matt Baker was talking about being there as well and maybe helping to organize. But he wanted to talk to Eric, who originated the idea. So that's Providence right there. Eric calls in tonight and I can get his number to Matt Baker. All right, on the phone lines, we remain, and we now go to Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Big O, I totally agree with you. Damn good idea that it's a trap, you know. And it's kind of like the blue shell in Mario Kart where they're trying to take out first place Trump, you know, before 2024. And, you know, they kind of have to, Trump kind of has to prove he has it in the card, you know, if he has a Trump card, and kind of diffuse this landmine. And I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, the International Criminal Tribunal Court declares Putin like, you know, they want his arrest now.
Yeah, I've got the story in front of me. International Criminal Court issues war crimes warrant for Putin, and they're saying that basically he's trafficking children out of Ukraine. And let me just give you the other side of this perspective, something else to think about. What if Putin is taking the trafficked children out of Ukraine? What if that's what's going on here, is that all the children that have been sex trafficked into Ukraine are being taken out by Putin? What if that's the situation going on? Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, and Putin went for a cruise in response and his latest captured territory. You know, and like Jones was in Whistling Dixie earlier this week when he was talking about the Ides of March. You know, it's common this happens. And, you know, I think one of the greatest InfoWars legacy epics is like, you know, revealing the hidden hand of the Illuminati and, you know, secret societies no more.
You know, and, it's funny that you say that, because I was thinking about that too. And it's a paradox, because most people 10 years ago, myself included, would tune into InfoWars looking for kind of the shadow stuff, the stuff in the shadows, the secret societies, the Illuminati and stuff like that. But now, because the awakening and the awareness is to such a heightened level, and the InfoWars audience is so mainstream now, it's like we have to cover more of the issues at ground and surface level, because that's where the audience is now. And so it's funny that you bring that up, because I was thinking about that myself, but that's just the nature of the beast. And so I don't think that that's going to change. Everybody is pretty much aware that there's other stuff going on. We don't have to convince anybody of that. Most people are tuning in now to understand the ground level, the surface level events, more so than the people that would be tuning in to understand the shadow behind the scenes historical aspects of this.
Totally, totally. And, you know, you guys are always ahead of the curve, you know, modern day oracles and, you know, analyzing, processing and, you know, predicting the future. And it's kind of like, you know, Trump also coincidentally was speaking earlier. I think he saw this coming when he was talking about freeing all the J6 prisoners if he got elected, kind of moves ahead, you know, in his, you know, 5D or whatever quantum plus chess stuff he has going on. And, you know, maybe this proves that he isn't, they're going after him so bad. Maybe it proves that he isn't such a captured person. It's flip-flopping on coronavirus. He originally was the one harking about how it was the flu.
Yep.
You know, and I don't think it takes back these, you know, on stuff that big. You know, he kind of went one way.
Well, it's too late now. I mean, at this point, it's too late.
Well, it's such a cluster. You know, it's a cluster blank.
Yeah.
You have a nice night, though. I'll let you get to other callers, Owen.
All right. Thank you for the call. There was something else you said that triggered a thought in my head, and now I'm forgetting it. I should have taken an extra Brain Force Plus. But nonetheless, we'll go back to our callers. Let's go to Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen! Throw mama from the train.
Ah, yes. Danny DeVito.
So I think that the Royal Economic Forum has decided that perversity is our strength, and they have sold that to every corporation and government across the globe that they possibly can. And now we have that in our country with Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell and across the board. Perversity is our strength. It makes the strength, it's a punch right in the gut of everything that we stand for. Our moral values, our constructive...
Well, and it's just so blatantly against nature and divine creation, too.
Yes, it is. And I'm saying perversity, but I also mean diversity on both sides of the coin. It's a flip-flop. That is totally the destruction of the nation intentionally. But I think perversity is the upside, the head of that coin.
And well, you know, the image of Satan with the pharmaceutical logo is Satan basically as a tranny. So it's Satan, a man with breasts, holding the pharmaceutical logo.
Right.
Yes, I mean, so you're getting hammered with the devil.
Yeah, that's your perversity is your strength right now. As far as Trump going to jail, he's not going to go to jail, in my mind. He's never going to jail. But there is a lot of stuff that is going on behind the scenes, and perversity is definitely with the Manhattan DA and Letitia James. they're part of the perversity platform that is trying to destroy America. They're totally broken inside of their heart, inside of their mind.
True. And at a certain level, they might just be thinking to themselves, we're going to get this white man. We're going to show the world that we can take down a white man. We're going to destroy a white man.
And is that diversity or perversity? I'm not sure which that is.
It's
and
both.
Also, as far as the people getting out on the streets, France just proclaimed that they had a lack of faith in their government and that they were going to go out into the streets and say that the government is just corrupt and we've got a lack of faith. It's fallen. And that's
well, France
what we
has protests all the time. First, they had the protests that were against the war in Ukraine. That was a couple weeks ago. They had the protest against the NATO wars and aggression. And then now they're having protests because the retirement age just got raised.
Right, but they say a lack of faith in the government. And that's exactly what we have in America. We have a total lack of faith in our government. What we have is a government that is an Obama government that has grown itself up from what it was trying to destroy America in that time, and it has grown up. And it is so perverse that it has become the laughingstock of the world. But it has power. It has the horns of Satan. It is the Satan, which is the male and female attributes on that throne right now. And we need to go out and protest our government and say, we have an absolute lack of faith. This government is absolutely corrupt from head to toe. We have no connection with it whatsoever. And yes, let's go out into the streets. Trump was right in that regard. Not especially because he's going to jail. You know, I love Trump. I want him to be president again. I am totally with him. I've always been totally with him. But that's not the point. The point is our nation. It's not the
Well, that's what I was opening the show with, and that's why I'm upset that Trump makes it all about him, and he thinks that Americans are going to fight Save America for him or because of him. Then I think that he's missing the ball entirely. And maybe that moment existed in some way, shape, or form, or maybe there was an opening on January 6th for that moment, but we were trapped, we got set up, we got caught off guard, they ran a whole provocateur event, and history is history on that. So, look, I'm a free speech absolutist. I don't want to discourage anyone from peacefully protesting if they feel so inclined to, but I'm not going to lure somebody or draw somebody or walk somebody into a trap. And I'm going to express my opinion on the matter with it. And so I don't think there's going to be a big protest Tuesday. I think there'll be Trump supporters out in New York City. There'll be Trump supporters out in Florida. It probably won't be big enough to get a large provocateur event that they want. But that doesn't mean it's out of the equation. Now, as far as do they really want to arrest Trump or not, the statements that have come out of District Attorney Bragg's office would indicate that, yes, they do want to arrest Trump. And let's be perfectly honest. These Looney Tune Democrats' wet dream is to see Trump in handcuffs or an orange jumpsuit or behind bars. If they could get all three, they'd be the happiest. I doubt they could. But that's their wet dream. That is their Super Bowl. That is their big moment. That is the biggest thing that they could ever have. And so I think maybe they're really going for it. Maybe they've just completely gone off the deep end on this situation, and maybe they will. Maybe we will see that. Maybe they will have their wet dream on Tuesday. Marcus, thank you for the call. Let's see who's been holding here. How about Jay in Iowa? Jay, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Hi. How you doing, Owen?
Hey, good.
I can talk about all the I can talk about all the vitamins and supplements I got, but I got them all. Anyways. But
well, thanks, man. Trump, I appreciate that. Glad you enjoy our products.
Yeah. Anywho, Trump had, you know, I watched one of the Man in America with some General McLean or something on your program, on one of your talk show hosts And that general, he's an older gentleman, and he's an Army, an Air Force general, I believe. And basically, he's like, there's no such thing as coincidence. Everything's basically set up, and things...